Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Do not be afraid. Isn't that the common refrain of the scriptures? Do not be afraid. Jesus says it so many times. In fact, it's throughout the scriptures, so many times. And it must be that he says it many times because we need to hear it many times. Do not be afraid. Meaning, do not be worried, do not have anxiety, and do not fear. Don't get caught up in the swirl of anxiety. It's a funny thing that this is in the gospel today, because I woke up today with some kind of an anxiety. And this is unusual for me. I don't usually have this. Maybe because last night I was talking with my hosts there, Tim and Chris, and I realized I only have one more day here in Corning. This is my last full day. I'm leaving tomorrow. I have one more mass tomorrow morning, but after that I'm leaving. And suddenly it struck me, wow, there's so many things I didn't get done, and there's so many people I didn't see. And I didn't think of it last night. I must have gone to bed with that concern somehow planted in my psyche somehow. And I woke up early this morning. It was about 5 o'clock, wide awake, and with all these things I have to do. I said, well, I said, I can't do that now. I have to go back to sleep. I need more sleep. So you know how terrible it is to try to tell yourself to go to sleep. It doesn't work. So I'm lying there in bed with two ideas. First, that I should sleep more. And secondly, that I have a lot of things to do. So after about 15 minutes of that, I said, this is, I'm wasting my time here, lying here doing nothing. And so I got up. And then fortunately, maybe after doing this for years, I should have been more quicker to think of it. But what came to me was, wait a minute, is this from God? Is this concern from God? Because some of the things I have to do are my responsibility. Is this from God? And then I realized, no, this is my flesh. This is this anxiety or fears of my flesh. I said, well, because you know the temptation when you have a lot to do is to put prayer aside. Well, I won't pray because I have a lot to do. Oh, be careful. Be careful, because sometimes we do have to, there's things we have to do. We can't take time for prayer, yes. But the question is always, is this what God wants? Is this what God is asking us to do? So I sat down and I said, well, what does God want? Oh, God wants me to pray. I said, okay, I'll set all that stuff aside and turn to the liturgy. And I got this gospel, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. And I found this beautiful saint, Saint Teresa. The Carmelites call her Mother Teresa, you know, but we can't call her that because people think of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. So, but this is the big Teresa, the great Saint Teresa, the doctor of the church. And I remembered this very famous quote. In fact, if anyone's heard anything from Saint Teresa of Avila, they know this quotation. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing make you afraid. All things are passing. God alone never changes. Patience gains all things. If you have God, you will want for nothing. God alone suffices. I'm sure you've heard that. It's in the Catechism too. I looked it up. Catechism number 227. This famous quotation of Saint Teresa. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing make you afraid. In other words, do not be afraid. Do not be disturbed. God doesn't change. Everything else changes. Everything else passes away, but God doesn't change. So if you have God, you don't need anything else. God alone is enough. God alone suffices. So this was the Lord's answer to me when I woke up with this strange anxiety. No, God alone suffices. Then as I reflected on St. Teresa, I said, I remember St. Teresa had a great devotion to St. Joseph. But I left my Joseph book here, and I was up at the house. I said, I better go down there and find out that quotation from, this is like St. Teresa's, I mean, St. Teresa's, her focus is entirely on Jesus Christ. I mean, she's a very Christocentric saint. But she also has a great devotion to St. Joseph. And so I went back to this book on consecration to St. Joseph, page 89. Listen to what Father Calloway says. One saint who loved and revered Saint Joseph in an extraordinary manner is Saint Teresa of Avila. Another doctor of the church. In her autobiography, Saint Teresa tells the story of how she was healed from a serious illness through the intercession of Saint Joseph. Her miraculous healing led her to zealously spread devotion to Saint Joseph. This is back in the 16th century. Remember, the premise of this book is that now is the era of Saint Joseph, and in previous periods of history, people didn't know him that well, but Saint Teresa did know him. She was so convinced of the power and efficacy of Saint Joseph's intercession that she challenged people to put devotion to Saint Joseph to the test. Saint Teresa of Avila was a bold woman. This is what she wrote in her autobiography. So I've been reading Father Calloway. Now I'm going to read Saint Teresa here. Quoted by Father Calloway. This is Saint Teresa. I wish I could persuade everyone to be devoted to the glorious Saint Joseph, for I have great experience of the blessings which he can obtain from God. I do not remember that I have ever asked anything of him which he has failed to grant. I'm astonished at the great favors which God has bestowed on me through this blessed saint, and at the perils from which he has delivered me, both in body and in soul. To other saints, the Lord seems to have given grace to help us in some of our necessities, but my experience is that Saint Joseph helps us in them all. Also, that the Lord wishes to teach us that as he was himself subject on earth to Saint Joseph, so in heaven he now does all that Joseph asks. This has also been the experience of other persons whom I have advised to commend themselves to the saint. I only request, for the love of God, whoever will not believe me will test the truth of what I say, for he will see by experience how great a blessing it is to recommend oneself to this glorious patriarch and to be devoted to him. Saint Teresa, who's telling us do not be afraid, has this secret weapon, devotion to Saint Joseph. And then as I reflected on this kind of peace in the midst of trouble that Jesus advises us to, the saints advise us to, and I remembered this passage from Patris Corde, the letter of Pope Francis on Saint Joseph, for this year of Saint Joseph, and we studied this on our retreat. So some of you were on the retreat. In fact, 1 week ago today, it was Friday already. Well, already a week has passed since we read this passage. This is from Patris Corde number 4, An Accepting Father. And here's Pope Francis telling us, well, he's not telling us just to have devotion to Saint Joseph. He's telling us to do what Saint Joseph does, and that is to accept the will of God. Listen to this. Just as God told Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. So he seems to tell us, do not be afraid. That was today's gospel. Do not be afraid. So here I have Jesus telling me, do not be afraid. Saint Teresa telling us, do not be afraid. And now Pope Francis telling us, do not be afraid. This is what Pope Francis says. We need to set aside all anger and disappointment and to embrace the way things are, even when they do not turn out as we wish. Not with mere resignation, but with hope and courage. In this way, we become open to a deeper meaning. I think of something like the tragedy of Jennifer's death. I mean, we prayed and prayed. She was on our prayer chain, that's what I said, for at least a year. In her struggle with cancer, and it didn't turn out as we wanted. She passed away. God took her home. But this is what the Pope says, embrace how things are, even if they don't turn out the way we wish. In this way, we become open to a deeper meaning. Our lives can be miraculously reborn if we find the courage to live them in accordance with the gospel. It does not matter if everything seems to have gone wrong, or some things can no longer be fixed. I use this in the retreat. It doesn't matter if everything has gone wrong. It doesn't matter if some things can no longer be fixed. Yes, it doesn't matter because God is the one who doesn't change. God is the one we rely on, not our idea of the way things should be. So the Pope says, God can make flowers spring up from stony ground. And this is where our confidence is. So this is the liturgy. Today's first reading brings us to the example of Abraham, who believed God, who put his faith in God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham, remember, was promised when he was 75 years old that he was going to have a son. When God says, oh yes, you're going to have a son, that was 10 years later when this quote from Genesis chapter 15 verse 6 comes in, when Abraham believed in God or put his faith in God and it was credited to him as righteousness. He still didn't have a son, and he had to wait, I think, 15 more years. It was 100 years old when Isaac was born. So that's faith. He didn't see it happen the way he wanted or the way God even told him it would be, but he believed, he trusted, he put his faith in God. And this is what Jesus asks us to do. This is what the saints invite us to do. This is what we do. We put our faith in God. I love this antiphon from today's psalm. I turn to you, Lord, in time of trouble, and you fill me with the joy of salvation. It doesn't mean we're not in a time of trouble. We're still in a time of trouble, but we're filled with the joy of salvation. That's what faith does. That's what faith provides for us. So we live in a time of trouble right now. 2021 is a time of trouble. If not the pandemic, a lot of other things. But we turn to the Lord, and he fills us with the joy of salvation.